once again at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Trade Talk for 2019. And with me right now I have
Brett Sitzman with Bayer Crop Science, focused on sustainable cropping systems.
Brett, this has been a rough year for farmers and farming. How has your item helped out?
No doubt, another challenging year in farming. Nothing we're strangers to, right? But, you know, farmers are really focused on constantly innovating and really adopting these innovations and science that we've developed as Bayer to ultimately, you know, really leave their farms in better condition than they found them, right? Than they inherited them, thinking about that next generation and soil health and the things we can do to promote that.
So how can sustainability be achieved?
You know, sustainability is a really broad definition, and it's further confused with regenerative agriculture today. So while we're working on pinning down exactly what that is, you know, in the farmer's mind, again, that's really how do I leave my ground in better shape than I found it for that next generation? So we're kind of moving away from talk about just sustainability, which means I'm going to keep this ground in the same condition I got it, to how do I use systems that actually help me to rebuild that ground in more of a regenerative way.
So, Brett, how has technology changed and helped out?
You know, whether it was the glyphosate cropping system or the Roundup Ready cropping system that we introduced decades ago, starting with that, farmers for the first time could plant without using tillage, right? So planting corn and soybeans without that tillage pass, and that was the first step in promoting better soil health. Now we're leveraging our digital platform and climate field view to actually optimize decision making. So we still need to produce more. We have a growing population that we need to feed and fuel, but we need to do it better too, right? So we say not just producing more, but producing more sustainably. So when you think about that digital platform, it really helps to optimize decision-making on every acre. So not just using more inputs to get more, sometimes we can actually dial back those inputs, right, and still produce really well on that acre and do so more sustainably moving forward.
If our listeners need more information, how can they get it?
They can find us at Bayer.com, and there's a subheader of sustainability. All that information's there.